Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Introducing the Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited 5% back on everything you buy at Walmart online. It's the perfect card for all your family's hints this holiday season. Like 5% back on the air fryer Grandpa told you about when he fell asleep in his chair.
Maybe we'll fry anything.
Or 5% back on the laptop your sister had carolers sing to you.
Two turtle doves and a laptop for Carrie.
The Capital One Walmart Rewards Card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One NA.
Here it comes again. Lunch. Will it be the same old, same old? Or are you ready to take a vacation from the ordinary with the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub at Firehouse Subs? Freshly sliced smoked turkey breast, craveably sweet mustard sauce, and a hint of Caribbean seasoning. Just $5.55 for a medium. Save time. Order the new Jamaican Jerk Turkey Sub on the Firehouse Subs app. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Participating locations, limited time only, plus tax. Prices may vary for delivery.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click call or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
Hello, hello. And welcome to another episode. I am out of water. Another episode of Meaningless Activity. Well, if I do a lot of clearing of the throat, you know why. But that's okay. Today we're talking about Chilling Adventures of Sabrina, which is, I love reading these, an American supernatural horror web television series on Netflix. I had someone come up to me and talk about this show, and they said that it was a remake of the show that I used to watch when I was younger, but just for a modern audience. And I revolted and came back with, no, it's based off the comic book Chilling Adventures of Sabrina from 2014. So, you need to know what you're talking about, okay? If you haven't read, I know this is going off topic, kind of. If you haven't read Afterlife with Archie, read it until number 6, at least. It's important, okay? It's an important comic book series. And it gives you a little bit better of an idea of Sabrina Spellman and all about Greendale. Now, yes, we know the TV show with Melissa Joan Hart, right? We're aware, okay, that show happened. My wife loved that show. But you need to, you know, you need to know what you're talking about. And Afterlife with Archie, huge success. Great series, everything about it. The artwork, the premise, the tone. It's probably some of the best Archie comic publication, you know, it goes up there in the best of. Archie Horror was founded in 2015 because of the success of, you know, just kind of doing a teen plus rated comic book. And this show, Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix, is a wonderful representation of the comic. And, you know, what I think is important is casting when it comes to a show like this. When you're basing it on something with pretty realistic drawings, it's not like the 50s or 60s where they do a show. I mean, you can look like whatever. It doesn't matter. Like, Melissa Joan Hart didn't fit the bill necessarily. But the casting on the show is excellent. You know, I'm specifically talking about Kiernan Shipka, because she looks, acts, talks exactly how I felt Sabrina Spellman should. And, you know, the actress has been in other things, Mad Men, Feud, I'm trying to think. I think she did voice acting as well in 2012 and stuff. But she's been around. She's been around for a long time. And, well, 2010. It's not really a long time. 9 years. But she fits the bill perfectly. And I think that this show, you know, we're following Good Omens. This show has got a lot of satanic stuff. But I don't remember any kind of drama resulting around it. But we've already had two parts to the show, right? We had the first part, which was Halloween-ish, 2018. Second part, April 2019. And I think it gave us everything we need, right? Granted, there's no discussion at the moment for crossing over with Riverdale, even though I think everyone noticed Ben Button. Ben Button, played by the same actor in both Chilling Adventures of Sabrina and in Riverdale. Same actor playing the same character. Two totally different shows. If you don't remember, he delivered a pizza in Chilling Adventures. The only thing we really can note is that his name tag did say Ben. So there is a connection there. These are both Archie Comics properties. So I'd like to see that happen at some point. I would love if she came over to the CW just for something or other. I will officially do a Riverdale episode. That'll be my next episode. So, a lot of interesting characters. As far as reviews, I don't think I looked at them yet. Let's see. Together. Let's see together. Wow. Rotten Tomatoes, 91% approval rating. That's pretty good. Quote, there's so many. Oh, why do they do this? Okay. Cheesy opening to a review. Quote, bewitchingly beautiful and wickedly macabre. Chilling Adventures of Sabrina casts an intoxicating spell and provides a perfect showcase for Kiernan Shipka's magical talents. Oh, it's so lame, you know? It's really, really lame. To me, it's lame. TV Line gave it a B+, quote, Sabrina is more tongue-in-cheek and self-aware than Riverdale is ever allowed to be. Off, in quote, off to a bewitchingly great start. Why does everybody have to do this? Oh my goodness. Let me see. Somebody put, there's a review for Rotten Tomatoes about the Christmas special. Quote, this holiday chapter from Sabrina's chilling adventures spikes, oh no. Oh, I don't even want to read it. It's so lame. Okay, hold on. I'm going to start over because now that I know what's coming, I can read it without losing it. All right. Christmas special, Rotten Tomatoes, 75% approval rating. Quote, this holiday chapter from Sabrina's Chilling Adventures spikes the eggnog with the series' ghoulish sensibility. But viewers may feel disappointed by the special's confusion over whether it is a self-contained diversion or a continuation of the series' core story. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Spikes the eggnog. Oh, I have never had spiked eggnog. I like eggnog. A lot of people don't. I like it. But I've never had it with liquor. Maybe I'd like it more. I don't know. So anyway, the show... I regret reading those. And I'm regretting live to you on the air that I regret looking that up and reading it. All of them. So yes, the show is bewitchingly good. And the show will cast a spell on you for years to come. Casting wise, great, 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 great. Acting, great, great, great. Quality, special effects, great, 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 great. Character development, I feel like Sabrina has a good, solid character development. I would say Zelda does. Faustus doesn't. Prudence, maybe. I feel like Ambrose is kind of, whatever. Whatever. Not really in love with that character. I think my favorite character is actually going to be Hilda. And I don't know if it's because, I know Lucy Davis from her work with Shaun of the Dead, or most notably The Office, but I thought she was one of the best characters in the show. Just because she might remind you of somebody in your family, or she might remind you of how you wish someone in your family was. And I don't know if that's why she appealed to me so much. But I really cared about this character. And maybe it's because they killed her on the first episode and then brought her back. That could be why. First set of episodes. I don't know which one exactly. But, yeah. I hope it's going to continue. I know that they renewed the series, right? But that was 6 months ago, 7 months ago. They renewed the series for a second season of 62 parts. But again, I have no idea. They're not really big on telling us where the show lies. But what are you going to do? I think the only thing they really came across was a lawsuit. I don't know if you read about that. In November 2018, Satanic Temple activist sued the series for using a statue of Baphomet. Name is a direct copy of their own statue in their temple, but it was displayed in an inaccurate and derogatory way. Netflix settled the case out of court. So basically they're funding the Satanic Temple at this point. But that's the Sabbatic goat statue in the school. And they were like, hey, you're not showing our satanic characters in a good light. We want some money for that. Okay. Sure. Here you go. Looking forward to future adventures from the Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. What I truly, 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 truly want would be Afterlife to make its way to Riverdale. And you can't have Afterlife with Archie without Sabrina Spellman. And you can't have Sabrina Spellman without Kiernan Shipka. So, next episode, I'll be talking about Riverdale. I will try not to bring up how much I want a crossover to happen, but it'll probably come up. I'll probably have a week to freak out about it. Because I have a lot of issues with Riverdale. I think it's important. I think Archie Comics has a could have a huge impact on web television. And I think it could really manifest in a great crossover. So, until next time, thank you, Netflix, for bringing us Sabrina. It is a great show, and it will continue to be a good show as long as you don't lose sight of the source material. Thank you for listening. I am going to fill up my water. Thirsty for the past 15 minutes, 60 minutes. And we'll see you next week when we talk about Riverdale. All right. Take it easy.
Welcome to this Subway ad for the new Ciabatta collection. How do you want it?
Ooh, I'll take the slam poetry.
Sure.
Italian ciabatta with fresh mozzarella. When hunger reigns, you're my flavor umbrella. Tasty garlic steak and provolone. With you, my taste buds are never alone. Savory chicken pesto, you have my affection. For you complete the ciabatta collection. Thank you. That was the new ciabatta collection by Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Can I get a drum roll, please? It's time for the best deal of the year on Xfinity. And ask about even more savings when you add Xfinity Mobile. That's simple, easy, awesome. Click, call, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
At Metro, the best deal in wireless is on. Switch to Metro and get one full Amazon Prime membership included every month. Plus, get two free phones from top brands like Samsung and LG with huge HD screens. All with two lines for just $90. That's the best deal in wireless, only at Metro.
Plus sales tax and activation fee. Requires port and an eligible number not currently active on T-Mobile Network or active on Metro in past 90 days. Limit 4 per account or household. Offer subject to change. Offer valid for new Amazon Prime members. Amazon Prime has a $12.99 per month value. Restrictions apply. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.